Hello.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So let me go to the application. Did you get the new application I sent you? It allows you to open it either from Gmail or from your live account.
Hold on.
Okay.
When did you send it?
Let me pull up when I sent it. It was the most recent email I sent you. I'm just waiting for my email to come up. Let me go to my send.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I think this was an invitation.
Yeah, no, it was one that I sent December 8th.
Would have been Thursday?
Yes, it would have been Thursday.
Google Care, yep, I got it.
Okay. So when you click on the Google Guaranteed application, it'll open up the app, and it should say Local Splash at the top. It's kind of got like a blue background.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just start with the typical, do you want me to fill it out on my end or do you want to fill it out on your end? It's up to you.
Are you doing it on a desktop?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want me to do it on mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So first name is Raymond. First and last name, Jones. And then email address is, let me go here. Let me go to your account so I could just copy paste. Bear with me here. It's like, is it Saturday morning and it wants to take its time? Okay, there we go. I'm going to put your email address here, which is going to be the onthelevelcarpentry@live.com. Business name. Let me go back to this.
On the Level Carpentry and Roofing?
Yep. That's what I'm putting here. Let me go to the application and put it in a different tab so it makes it easier. Okay. Yeah, I have On the Level Carpentry and Roofing and then the physical. Come on. I have 3411 is the address. Delaware, 43015. Delaware, Ohio, 43015. And then what year was the business established?
89.
Okay. Do you have your EIN number on you?
I just use my social. I don't.
Okay. On your taxes, you know when you fill them out, there's like this EIN. It's an identification number with all taxes.
Uh-huh.
It'll have, let me tell you how many digits it is. If you don't have it on hand, we can, if you give it to me on Monday or even tomorrow, I can call you. So the EIN number, I'll tell you where it's located. It'll either on, it looks like it's, let me see, IRS will send you a form, blah, blah, blah. EIN number located on your tax return. It'll be where it's like two digits and then a hyphen and then there's numbers that follow after it. I'm trying to think when I did my taxes years ago when I had a catering business.
Uh-huh.
It's usually it'll say EIN number. It's on your taxes. I'd have to look back at mine to see exactly where it's at.
I'm trying to find one of my old amendments.
Yeah. In the meantime, while you're looking through that, I could at least get through the other questions. Let's see.
You going to the office today or are you at home?
No, I'm working from home. Sometimes I work from home because I don't know if I had told you my husband has dialysis. So I periodically I'll work from home depending on how he's feeling. It helps me keep like a better eye on him, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Once he, well, you know, like 3 years ago, he had kidney and colon cancer. So with all of that and just, I mean, he's like, we call him nine lives because he's like a cat.
Yeah.
I kid you not. I mean, Ray, that guy's had COVID twice. He's had pneumonia, bleeding ulcers where, there was a time he was even in the hospital. His longest days in the hospital has always been when, either when he had the surgeries with the cancer, and then, of course, when he had the bleeding ulcers, it ended up where they couldn't find where the bleed was. And they thought they had found it, right? And then they went back because he just started bleeding again. I mean, he had, like, I think it was 8 blood transfusions. And then at that point, you know, they said, you know, if we can't control this bleed, there really isn't much more we could do. And, you know, so they finally found it. It was further down where his, I guess where his stomach, it was way further down. So they had to go in deeper to cauterize that and clip it. So yeah, he's been through a lot. That's for sure. But you know, we always try to make a joke of it. You know, his buddies will tell him, you're like a cat. You have 9 lives. And we just laugh. Yeah, you know, now, and it's tough on him because, you know, he's always been one that's worked all the time. So now it's like, well, Anthony can't really, you know, and he's like, well, I still want to do things. And I'm like, I get that. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to listen to your body too. But, and then the state where you incorporated it was Ohio. And then do you have your certificate of liability by chance, the accord? It'll be a certificate that says certificate of liability. If you look at the application, it gives you an example.
Yeah, I don't have a current one like printed out, but I do have, I mean, my liability insurance is in place.
Right. So.
And my work is comp.
Okay, so I need the current one. The way that you can send it to me, you could either send it to me in a text message, like take a picture of it. I can give you my personal cell and you can text it to me because I have some people who have done it like that before because they didn't have a way of sending it by email. So you could either, in fact, I'll send you a text. So I'll need you to send me. I'm sorry?
So my tax return, where's that EIN number going to be?
So let me see. Where is it? Let me look it up. Where is the EIN number on the tax return? The EIN number is a 9-digit. So it will be, how do I find my, not online, located on the IRS number. Look, is your tax ID number. So it's like basically kind of like your tax ID number. It should be somewhere up at the top, like in the corner. Let me see if I can get an image that'll show me where it's located. It's usually on the top corner. Let me kind of blow this up so I can see exactly where I see it. If you look at, it'll say, okay, so like, you know where, when you're looking at your income tax form, right?
Yeah,
and it has
it.
Like your name? Okay.
Yeah.
You found it? All right.
311.
Uh-huh.
604.
Uh-huh.
898.
898. 311. So it's 31 and then 1604898, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Got that. All right. So, do you know your business license number?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't have a license. I'm just, my business is LLC.
Uh-huh.
You're not required to have a license for those.
Okay. All right, so let me see what it says on here. If business is not applicable, please enter N-A. Okay. That doesn't apply. Type in N-A there. And then skip that. Accredited with the BBB, that's optional. What is the business's monthly budget? Let me go back to the email. So I can grab that. 800 is the monthly budget. Okay, and then please list the counties and or cities that the business services. So here's where we could list some of the counties or the cities that you want to target.
Okay.
Do you know some off the top of your head or?
I do.
All right, I'm ready.
Franklin.
Franklin.
Delaware. Yep, Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Yep, Delaware.
Uh-huh.
Union.
Union, okay.
Yeah. Marion.
Marion.
Licking.
How do you spell that?
L-I-N. L-I-C-K-I-N-G.
I-N-G, okay, Lickings, got it.
Let me think here. Morrow. M-O-R-R-O-W.
Okay. So I have Franklin, Delaware, Union, Marion, Lickings, Morrow, and then what else? Any other ones you want me to notate?
Nope, that's a pretty big area.
Okay. And then what is the total number of business owners is one. What is the total number of field workers is zero. Is there more than one business owner? Please list. No. If there is more than one business owner, please list. Nope. Okay. So, Raymond M. Jones, what is the primary business owner's, what's your social?
298.
298.
70.
70.
2334.
2334. So 298702334. Okay. And what's your birth date, Ray?
March 5th.
March 5th.
1966.
1966. Okay. And if you have field, I'm just reading out the questions to myself. If you have field workers, customer face-to-face, you must fill out the section. If you have no field workers, type in NA. Yep, NA. Okay. And I'm going to put NA here because we don't have any field workers that we're mentioning. And then NA. Okay. Awesome. So the only thing I'm going to do this, I'm going to text you from my personal cell phone. So when you get a chance, I need a copy of the certificate of liability so that I can submit it with the application. I'll just upload it is what it is. It's the one that says accord. Okay. So let me, I was putting 714 as your area code in a text message. I'm like, no, that's my area code. So let me do this. Okay. So 614-419-4698. We have this sobriety sister Christmas party and they have been blowing up my phone all day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can you ladies stop?
It's early there, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it really early there?
Right now it's like almost 9:30.
Yeah.
But it's tonight. But you know, when people are planning, I'm a party planner, right? I've done catering for years. This was before my husband got sick. We used to cater for like as a side hustle, right? And I mean, I tell you, we made money doing Christmas parties, birthday parties and all that. So it's like, I have everything. I have, you know, the coffee. I have it all, right? So whenever someone's having a party, it's like, oh, Nadine, can you bring this? Can you bring that? And it's like, oh my gosh, how much, do you want me to just host it? You know what I mean?
Maybe I can make some money here.
Yeah. So it's like, they know I have it all. And sometimes it's like, you know, I just got to at times be like, you know, I just listen, this is stuff I paid for and I paid good money for all of my equipment that we still have the smokers and everything. My husband's not ready to get rid of the stuff.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so they'll say like, hey, can Anthony smoke us some tri-tips if we buy them? And he's like, sure. But then I kind of, you know, look at, okay, how's he feeling today? You know, and I tell him, you guys can't put a whole lot on him because it wipes him out, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just texting you, and it's going to say certificate of liability. It's the accord. We call it the accord. Let me go back here. It is called the accord. Where is it at? It's called the accord is what it's called, but it's just a certificate of liability form. It's just that one that we need. That's it on that. And then let's see. Yeah, that's the only thing that I need. Other than that, everything else on that is good to go. Okay. So did you get my text message I just sent you it's from my personal cell phone. Maybe I should tell you this is Nadine so that you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. All right. Now the only other thing I wanted to do. So for your other client interview that they're going to do, you know, for the local, for your business profile page, so there's just a couple of notes that I want to jot down, like as far as just mentioning some of your services and then, and it's just a couple of questions. What they're basically going to do in that interview, right? They're just kind of going over, just making sure, okay, this is the address, yada, yada. This is the phone number. This is how we're listing the company name. So when they're correcting that business profile page, right, that shows you as closed with a different phone number. So I'm just going to type in a few more notes in there for them so that way they kind of know where to start from as well for your local listing. So let me go to that one. Now, as far as like your keywords, right, what are some of the keywords that you want me to notate on there?
When you say keywords, what do you mean? Like services?
Yeah, meaning services, correct.
Roofing.
Uh-huh.
Doors and windows.
Okay.
Gutters.
Uh-huh.
Remodeling.
Uh-huh.
Kitchen and bath.
Okay.
Decks.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Okay. Now, with that, you can always change keywords as well. Okay. It doesn't cost you anything. Just let us know so that way we can update them for you. Okay. And then I'm just going to now, just strictly residential. Do you want residential and commercial?
Residential light commercial.
Residential light commercial. Okay. All right, so roof. Now, is that mainly, what about, is that like roof repairs, roof installs? Do you have a preference on any of that?
It's pretty much anything with the roofing repair.
Okay.
And replace.
Repairs and install. Okay. Okay, I got that. Let's see here. I got that there. Okay. And then do you, when it's your method of contact, do you prefer text messages, emails, phone calls, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Either all three are acceptable.
Okay. Okay, great.
Preferable phone call, but.
Okay. And I know you mentioned, so where you're at, it does not require just insurance, right? No license is required where you're at. Okay. And then your forms of payments that you accept, cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards?
Cash, check.
Cash and check. Okay.
So I have two donkeys.
You do?
Yeah, they're mother and daughter.
Oh,
and
man.
The daughter has figured out a way to get out of the pasture.
Oh, no.
So I come home from work and I put her back in. Next day, she gets back out.
She gets back out. Oh, my gosh.
In the middle of the front yard right now.
Oh, boy. Oh my goodness. Okay.
And I'm like, she's over there looking at her mom like, I'm like, you got out, well, you can get back in.
Right? Okay, so on Monday, I have your client interview set up for, I put you down, I believe you said two, right? I have you down for two to three.
Yes. And I was thinking, we're going to be starting on a new job on Monday.
Okay.
If we could do...
You need me to change it?
Yeah, I was thinking if we could do, like, 6 o'clock my time.
Okay.
That way I'll be home.
I can definitely do that. Let me change it then. So we're going to set up your client interview then for... It'll be... They'll call you between 6 and 7 your time.
Okay.
On Monday. So let me cancel this one and let me put you in for 6 to 7, which is the 12th. And you don't need to be in front of a computer or anything. What they're just going to do is go over just like the information you and I just went over, just to ensure that I listed everything accurately. And then any additional like services or keywords that you want to add, they'll go over that as well. So it shouldn't take that long. Typically, we always say 30 to 40 minutes. It could be quicker than that, or it could be a little longer. It just depends, you know, on how many questions or details you have. So,
right.
And they'll call you from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure, you know, you're answering all calls within that hour. If you are in the middle of something, Ray, and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and tell them, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And then they'll call you right back. Okay. All
that
right.
Work.
You are all set then. So yeah, just send me the form for the liability, certificate of liability insurance, and then I'll go ahead and upload it on my end with the application submit, and you're done. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy your Saturday.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.